This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which band do you think has the highest grossing rock tour of all time? And no, Taylor Swift's backing band does not count.
Okay.
And it's not Limp Bizkit.
No, Taylor Swift has like the highest grossing of just all of music.
Oh, but, yeah.
And I mean, the more she tours, the more she crushes that record. But this is rock bands.
So they tabulated the numbers. And the top grossing band is in. It is...
I like Coldplay, but I am booing this selection of a song. I hate. I'm only a Coldplay fan, just like Radiohead. First three records, then I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I would also like to point out that, again, Steve sent me the list without telling me what songs to play. Yeah. So I just went top song, and this was their top song.
I can't argue that it's probably their most popular song with everybody. But, man, I like some of their older stuff.
The Music of the Spheres World Tour has grossed $945.7 million.
Dude, they do stadiums. They do those big festivals. I mean, they're doing like, you know, they'll do like Lumen Field. I mean, they're just, it's crazy that the first time I ever saw Coldplay was at the Showbox.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, it was their very first U.S. show. They just came over to America. They did like an end session, got to see that too. That was pretty cool.
Were a lot of people wearing yellow?
No.
Sorry, it was a bad...
But all the lights went yellow, and I thought it was the most mind-blowing thing. Also, I smoked a lot of weed back in those days, but, you know, turning the lights on yellow when they're singing yellow, I was like, this is just next level.
Do you hear how edgy this guy is? He was smoking doobies at the Coldplay concert.
Yeah. Some of the Ooh. Devil's cabbage. I was probably the most badass person there.
You're going to be the most badass person at Limp Bizkit tonight, Steve Miggs.
You better watch out.
Are you ready to round out the rest of the top five? These are the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
So anyone else seen Coldplay or am I the only idiot?
Nope.
Okay. Just make it. Maybe you went for, you know, a bet. I don't know. You lost a bet and had to go. I don't know. I've seen them more times than I can remember.
Oh, Lord. Here is number two.
Now, would you consider Elton John, though, rock?
Hell yeah.
I don't know if I would.
I mean, rock's pretty damn hard.
Oh, is this one of those examples?
Maybe not so much Tiny Dancer.
I mean, I can entertain the argument that some people would consider him a rock artist or a rock band, but he's not a rock band. He's just a boot. I just consider him pop.
Yeah.
Right?
And I've never seen him in
concert. He's about as rock as Taylor Swift, I feel.
I've never seen him in concert, but the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, $939.1 million.
But as rock as Taylor Swift, and he also probably wears just as many sequences as Taylor Swift in a concert. Yeah, I've never seen Elton John, though. I would love to see Elton John. I don't think he's touring anymore, right?
I think he's completely farewelled now.
And none of us have seen him.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at number three on the list of the top highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Both of your faces right there. I wish I would have had a camera rolling.
I say that, but I kind of wish I would have seen you two at some point. I've had a couple of opportunities, and I passed it up, and then now I look back, I'm like, it would have been cool to see them back when I wasn't as disgusted by their music.
I've never been able to get into U2, but my husband loves them, and he's always like, if you just would go see them with me, and I said, it doesn't matter if the ticket is free, I will not go with you.
Oh, so that's
I just really can't stand this band.
So you couldn't even sit through a concert?
I don't think I could.
What about at the Sphere? Because they did the Sphere, right?
I'd rather see the Eagles at the Sphere than U2.
Wow.
Honestly.
No, I'd much rather go see U2.
The U2 360 tour has grossed $736.4 million. Coming in at number four.
They get the last laugh, Taryn. Who cares if you're not going to go see them? I think enough people have seen them that they're doing okay. Yeah.
Number four on the list of the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Now we're cooking with butter. Give me that cowbell, Steven Adler.
The Not In This Lifetime tour has grossed $584.2 million.
I've seen them when they reunited with Slash and Duff, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Axl and the Guns N' Posers when he hired a bunch of guys and they did like the Tacoma Dome. It was pretty good. I still wish I could go back in time though and see the original five.
Oh my gosh, that's been legendary. Rounding out the top five, the top grossing rock tours of all time.
I mean, would you consider them rock? I'm kidding.
Oh, I've seen them twice in recent years. They were fantastic. They can take my money every time. A Bigger Bang tour grossed $558 million.
I saw them once, and I only lasted a couple songs. Not because I thought they sucked. I'm just not a big Rolling Stones fan. I just wanted to go so I could say I've seen the Rolling Stones.
So did you enjoy? Did they have an opener that you were excited about or anything? Or
I think it was Dave Matthews.
Oh, wow.
And actually, I enjoyed Dave Matthews more.
He's pretty great.
He was fantastic.
He is not on this list, though.
No, but I'm sure he's doing okay financially.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen three of the five. How about you?
Two of the five.
Danny, zero of the five?
Zero.
Sarah, zero of the five. No, Mastodon, zero. I know. Now that you're a metal babe.
Yeah, it's not like my God, you guys. Come on.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.